Not Austin Miller, not this Austin Miller, but the other Austin Miller. Some of you might have noticed, some of you might have not, that he was in the bulletin last Sunday, that he was going to preach this Sunday. And apparently there's an outbreak of measles that he doesn't necessarily have yet, but they were very much exposed to it. So anyway, Austin, was it Thursday? He's like, yeah, I probably shouldn't come over there. So anyway, and I'm on to preach next Sunday, and so I'm like, you know what, we're just going to do something totally different this Sunday. So I'm on to preach, but it's going to be very different. So first thing I want to do is I want all the little people to come up here, line the front rows. You guys are fine. Just stay there. There's a bunch of seats here. We got over here. We got over here. There's a couple seats by Derek's. We don't have to smash. Go ahead and over here too. It's all fine. Yep. Isla May, we got room for you. You want to come too? Okay. So this is going to be sort of a children's object lesson, but it's actually for everyone. Okay, let me see. I'm going to have to pick some people to help me. We're going to do some object lessons here. Let me move this thing out of the way. Okay, I think for the first one, let me see. I know if I ask for volunteers, I'm going to get 69 hands. So let's take Jake and Connor. I want you to come up here once. Okay, I want you guys, actually let's start over here. I want you guys to come stand right here. Okay, face that direction. Now, do you guys like to race? Yeah. Yeah? How many of you guys like to race? Some of you did a lot of racing just last Saturday, right? It's fun to run and to race. Would you prefer to win or to lose? Win. Yeah, that's right. Me too. Okay, so we're going to, you know, most of the time we try to, you know, say to the kids, don't run in the sanctuary. Well, this morning, we're going to put that off to the side, and there's going to be some running in the sanctuary. So I'm going to go stand over there. This is real short, but here, stand right there. Jake, you stand right here. Now I'm going to go stand over there, and you guys get all ready to go, okay? And when I say go, you race over there, and let's see who can reach me first, okay? You ready? I think this will work. Ready, set, go. Hey, good work. Okay, so they're both pretty fast. Connor, no, just stay here. We're not done with you yet. So you won by just a few lengths, okay? So now I want you to go back over there to the same place. Stand there again. We're going to try a few things here. Okay, since you won the race, you're going to get the raw end of this deal. Okay, now put your foot in there. There you go. Okay, here, put your hand through there. Actually, you can hold that in your hand, that way it doesn't go flopping everywhere. There you go. One of those is enough. You know what? I don't know about this one. Yeah. That one's a little a little heavy. We'll have to get some of the bigger ones for that one. Here, let's put this one on the other foot. Might be some clanging and banging, but we're going to see here. Okay, y'all ready? You ready to race again? Okay, Jake, get down there and get ready to roll. When I say go, you start and you run again. Okay, ready, set, go. Come on, run, Jake. Okay, that was fantastic. Now, what happened, Connor? Yeah, he won, but why didn't, you won last time. Why didn't you win this time? They're heavy. Yeah, that's right. Okay, here, let's take this out. Okay, you guys can go sit down for now. Thank you. Okay, you can go sit down. Good job, Jake. Okay. JJ, I want you now. Now we're like, JJ is a strapping young man, right? I think there is no question you are the biggest dude up here. Is that right? Okay. Now, I want you to stand over here. Now. Mally, come here. I'm not saying you're the littlest dude. I'm just saying come up here. Yep. Okay, there's a fair bit of difference here in size, right? Okay, if you guys would fight each other, who would win? You probably already know, because maybe it has happened. Okay, so it's pretty fair to say, barring some sort of miracle, JJ has got him taken, right? Do you think that's right? You think he could sit on you? Yep, and I think in a race it would be the same way. Okay. Don't put that on quite yet, because I don't want to hurt you. One of these is probably good. Okay. Before we put those on, let's have a race. Let's just see, okay? Now, don't hold back, JJ. Both of you guys, like, get on and go. Ready, set, go. That's right. Okay. Fantastic. Now, go back again. Okay, so JJ beat him pretty good, right? I know that was real short, but if we'd have, like, a 50-yard dash, it would be, like, way further. Okay, so JJ's big. JJ's strong. We're going to see what happens here. Well, I don't know if I can get that over your foot. You know what? I'm just going to tie it here. There we go. I knew I needed some big ones if I was going to get you up here. Okay, let's put this one on the other one. Now, let's put this on too. You got that? Okay, now we're going to race again. Okay? Ready, set, go. That's heavy, ain't it? That's heavy. Okay, you guys can sit down. I thought about getting some of the men to do this too. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. So I have a couple different passages we're going to read, and then we're going to learn some things, okay, about racing and weights and such. So in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, it says this: "Again, I saw that under the sun the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor the bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge, but time and chance happens to them all." There's a lot more in there than we can talk about this morning, but that first part, the race is not to the swift or the battle to the strong. Okay, JJ is pretty swift, right? And he's pretty strong. And in an unencumbered race, it's not even a contest. However, as soon as we put some weights on JJ, it didn't really matter that he was bigger and stronger. Mally just ran right away from him, right? Okay, so I'm going to go now to another passage. This is in Hebrews, and this is Hebrews chapter 12. It says this: "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Okay. So it says that we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Is there a cloud of witnesses here right now? You know what a cloud of witnesses is? Okay. Okay. So all of your moms and dads and all these people here, they're witnesses, right? They are watching and seeing what's happening. So they are a cloud of witnesses. So that verse is saying, I think, a couple things. One is there's witnesses around us here, but I also think that there's witnesses. Maybe I'm not being interesting enough. There's also witnesses, I think maybe in heaven, that get to witness us do some things sometimes. I don't know. But anyway, it says there's going to be a race. Paul is using this idea of a race to make a point. So you all know that in a race, how are you going to win the race? By what? Winning. By winning? That's right. Okay, is there any chance that the guy that's got this thing here hanging on his leg is going to win the race? No. Even if someone as different as JJ and Mally, JJ's a big strong boy, but you put this on his ankle, there ain't no winning the race. And see, in life, there's times when some people look like they're big and strong. They look like they can handle anything. But you know what? If they've got one of these hanging around their ankle, it's not going to work. Okay, so Paul is saying, actually, let's do another one here. I'm going to pick on the girls. Okay. Stella, come up here. You want to come? You don't want to. Okay. You want to come? Well, you know what? I'll let you come up in just a little. How about Abby? Come here. Come here once. Yep. You come right here. Leia, come here. Because you don't want to come? You guys you're close in age. Who else? Sabrina. Where's Sabrina? You want to come? Nora, you come. You want to come? Oh, everyone doesn't want to come. We know you. Hey, Brody, come here. We're not going to do the girls. We're just going to do... Okay, shall we have them race? Yeah? Okay, Abby, come. Stand right here. Now, I'm going to go over to the other side, and I want you guys to race, okay? You ready? You come here, and you see who gets to me first. Ready, set, go! Good job. Now, hold on. Now, I want you to go back there once. Abby, you too. Okay, this time we're going to do something a little different. Abby? Well, you don't have a sock on. Okay, Brody. You too. Okay, carry that. Let me get another one for you. Okay, you take hold of that. Now, don't fall on your noses, please, when you go to running. But you ready to run again? Okay, here, get in the line. Come right here. Okay, you ready? Ready, set, go. Go. Yeah, get up. Hop on up. Hey. Okay, good work. Now, you guys can sit down a little bit. That was actually kind of neat because I didn't try to do that, but it actually helps. It fell off, okay, and it changed the outcome. So Paul there says, what does he say if you're going to run a race? What does he tell us to do?
Win.
No. He said, let us lay aside every what? No. Lay aside every... That works too. Nazare said burden. Every weight. So if you want to run a race, he says, you've got to get rid of the weights. And it says, and the sin which clings so closely. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So that, I don't think I'm going to do this. But if we take JJ and Mally again, so we're not going to do this. I'm just going to tell you what would happen. And if we would put, let's say we put the backpack on JJ and, I don't know, maybe just a weight in his hand. Not something that's actually going to stop him dead like that one did. But it's really there. And then we make them run, let's say we do like, 100 yards or 200 yards. And let's even say that we give JJ a little bit of a head start. Now, over the long period, my guess is Mally would probably still win because eventually the weight, at the beginning, JJ, you'd like really be able to go because you're big and strong and you've got this. But that weight, the longer it's there, the longer you're trying to run, it wears you down and it wears you down. And eventually, you can't finish the race, okay? Now, this is all talking about, Paul's not talking about a race where we actually run, right? Paul is talking about life. Our whole life is like a race, but there's a difference between, like, life is not a 100-yard dash, right? Like, you guys ran the 100-yard dash. It's over in about, what, 17 seconds, 16 seconds, something like that. It's like that fast. Is your life a little longer than that? Yep. So life is more like, you know what, I'm going to pick on Austin here. Actually, Austin, come up here once. So how many of you guys know what Austin did last year? Jensen did it too, and Derek did it too. But Austin went the whole way, okay? What did he do? Yeah, he ran it's more than a marathon. He ran a long race. Okay. If I gave you this, if you would have been carrying that the entire day, Do you think you would have finished that race?
Not this.
No. See, that was a long race. And in that long of a race, even a weight this small, like in a 100-yard dash, this would affect him just a little bit, but not much. But over a long 37-mile race, even 5 pounds like this would stop him, probably stop him from finishing the race. Because in the race of life, it's not actually about winning or losing. Okay? Is that disappointing? You're not, nobody's hearing me, right? Okay. Would you like to win the race of life or lose the race of life? Okay, yes, that's good. Except in life, it's not really about winning or losing. It's about, what is it about? Anybody want to take a guess? It's about whether you finish the race. See, that was a long race. And Derek and Jensen got way deep into the race, way deeper than I would. But they didn't finish the race, right? It takes...
Right.
I'm not... You guys... Huh?
I put these in your pack.
I think it was fantastic you guys did this because it actually helps to make this point. So the point of that is to finish the race. How many guys finish the race? How many ran the race?
It's actually only like Jensen and Derek that didn't finish.
Okay. Don't, hey guys, listen here. Let's not laugh about this because you guys are going to kill me later.
I'm loving it.
Okay, if we would take all of us, okay, and put us in that race, let's just say we would all be up the creek without a paddle except for these three. These two would wipe us all, and then obviously Austin would maybe win or maybe finish the race. But the point is, you can actually go sit down again. The point is to finish the race, okay? And that means that we want to get all the way to the end of our life and still be faithful and follow God, right? So in order to do that, Paul says we have to get rid of the weights, okay? Now, it's all fun and games to think about real weights. It's easy to see the weights. But what could possibly be a weight in your life? Anybody want to take a guess? What could be a weight that you need to lay aside? Drew. Keep thinking about it. Yes, JJ. School, buzzer. Okay, huh?
Tug of war.
Tug of war. Hey, that works hard too, but that's not what I'm talking about. See, this is good. Keep thinking. What could be a weight in your life that you need to lay down in order for you to finish the race? Chores. Okay, we need. Where's a chair? We got to do a little bit here. Okay. So this, let me read the next line. This will maybe help us. It says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which clings so closely. What's a sin? Sophie. Huh? Turning away from God, that is definitely a sin. Do you know what a sin is?
Yeah.
What is it? Here, go sit down. Yes. Yes, when you did something bad. How many of you have ever disobeyed your parents? How many of you have lied about it? The rest of you. Okay. I raised my hand too, because you know what? I did too. I disobeyed my parents. How many of you ever got really angry and like whacked your brother really hard? I love your honesty. How about, should I ask your mom and dad a question? Do you think your mom and dad have ever sinned? How many of you think your mom and dad have never sinned?
Our mom and dad sinned.
That's right. Hey, you guys got that one right. So sin, what's the best way to describe this? How many of you have ever shot a bow and arrow? Okay, some of you. Okay, that mark in the middle of the target, what do you call it? The bullseye, okay? So when you're shooting at the target, are you trying to hit the bullseye or are you trying to miss the bullseye?
I'm trying to hit the bullseye.
You try to hit the bullseye. You always want to hit the bullseye. But
I always want to hit a deer when I see it.
That too. So sometimes you hit the bullseye. Sometimes you miss, okay? Probably more often than not. So sin, the actual literal meaning, this is for all of us, is missing the mark. So we all want to do what's right. We want to be obedient. We want to be kind. We want to not get angry. We want to share our toys. Isn't that fun? Yeah, I'm so glad it's fun to share your toys. But sometimes we don't always get it right, right? Because sometimes you have a toy and someone else wants it, and no, you can't have it because it's mine, okay? There's actually selfishness on both sides there. We all want to do what's right, but we don't always do what's right. That is sin. That is missing the mark. And you know what? These sins that we do, if we continue to do them through our whole life, it's literally like taking a backpack like this. This is heavy. I think it's about 40 pounds. I'll let you pick it up afterwards. But every time you sin and you leave it there and you don't repent and say you're sorry of it, it's like taking this backpack and putting it on and keeping it on. And the more and more we do that, we will stop our ability to finish the race, because we all want to finish the race. You know what? You guys can all go back now. It's getting a little hard to listen, right? Because we're done with the fun stuff. So you guys can go back to your parents, and then we'll finish out. So this is now, by the way, you guys did really good. Thank you all for coming up. This is now for not just the kids, but this is for all of us. I'd like some feedback. What are weights that we deal with that we need to throw off? Anybody? Yep. Fear? Doubt? Unbelief? Yep. Insecurity. Ooh, yes. Worry. Okay, there's lots of them. I'm just going to pick out one, insecurity, because I have on here, on my list, I put peer pressure, and it's really, honestly, very similar. So, if we live our life for years and years and years and years, and we are so worried about what other people think, it's insecurity, it's peer pressure, it's all that. That is a weight that will hinder our ability to finish the race. Because what God says about you and me is way more important than what so-and-so down the street says about you. That's a weight. Paul says, throw it off. Worry. I'm not going to read it, but you guys know the passage in Matthew chapter 6, I think it is. I wrote it down here somewhere. No, yeah, it's Matthew 6, where it talks about being anxious. It says, don't be anxious about your life, because you can't, by being anxious, add a single hour to your life. So then it's a waste of energy to be anxious about that. It literally says what you're going to wear, what clothes you're going to put on, the food you're going to eat, and basically the roof over your head. Those are the essentials of life. Don't worry about those things. So, these are all fun visuals. It's easy to see that, you know, we don't want weights on our life. But the truth of the matter is, every single one of us here has one or two or three or ten of those little weights hanging on your ankles, hanging on your wrists, hanging on your back. Things that drag you down, slow you down. And the Christian life is really about, when you recognize these things, is repenting of them and putting them away. And you know what? I don't think we'll ever get done with that in our life. There's always going to be more weights to throw off. However, as we go along, it's generally the smaller weights that are left over. And you know what? Some of those are just, it's part of living in a broken world. And those will not finally and completely be put off until we all get to go to eternity. But what I want us to do is, I want us all to just to think about what are some weights, what are some things that are hanging on to you that you need to let go, that you need to bring it to the cross and put them away. Whether it is a sin, which repentance is the answer to anything that is like that, then there's other things that are not necessarily sins. They're weights. That's why Paul said, lay aside every weight and the sin. It's not just sins. It's other things like peer pressure is one of those things. Is it a sin? Is it not? Not necessarily, but it's something that weighs you down and drags you down and hinders your ability to finish the race. So I have two songs that I'm going to play, and I want us all to sing. And I would like, if there's something that comes to your mind, something that is a weight that you would like to just let go of, let's use this up here. You know, the cross is up there. We often forget that thing's up there, and it's just kind of a visual thing. You know, we see it every Sunday. We really should have one here, too. But as we sing these songs, if you want to, come up here and just bring that to God and lay aside that weight that God has helped you to identify. And then if there's any, I mean, it's already 11:30, so probably do these two songs. If someone has maybe one more song, we can do that. If nobody else has a song, that's fine too. But let's go ahead and just sing these. And as we do that, this is open up here. Gabe's going to come up and help me. These songs were kind of last minute, so it's not like we're all as organized as Austin and Sherry are. Just sit right here. I need a red book. I can't come. I'm stuck. Thank you.